Hello and welcome back to Soul Growth. Wow, it's been a minute since I've created a new episode. Have you missed me? I've missed you and I'm glad to finally be back here with you. So you've probably been wondering where the hell I've been, thinking that I'd fallen off the face of the earth and all other kinds of wild stories, which is understandable as it's been 15 months. And when I actually did the math on that, I couldn't quite believe it's been that long. And that was never the plan. And years ago, I probably would have been embarrassed and maybe I would have just given up altogether. But life is a journey and things don't always go as we plan. And we keep moving. You know, we fall down, we get back up. And on this journey of soul growth, that's what it's all about. It's not so much about what happens on our journey as it is about how we handle it and who we become in those experiences. And my podcasting journey is no different. So let me take you back a bit and fill you in. The last episode I recorded, I was starting to get sick and I pushed myself to get it done because in my mind, I'd planned to do the episode about money and then I was going to record another two episodes and then take the summer off. I'm a solo parent, and whilst Jaden doesn't need me as much as he did when he was younger, I still like to do stuff with him. Plus, the summer just feels like a good pause point. And I decided a few years back that I was going to design my business so that I could always have summers off because, like I said, it just feels good. And the thing is, my intuition was already nudging me to do the last episode and then be done till the end of the summer because my body was kind of shutting down. But in my mind, I was fighting it. You know, I had my plan of doing these last few episodes and then I could have my time out. And I also planned on letting you know that I was going to have a break rather than you tuning in over the following weeks and being like, where the hell is she? So that was my logical, organized mind wanting to do things right. And the tug of war between my mind and my inner knowing continued until I was left with no choice but to stop. So after I published the money episode, I got even more sick and I was for weeks after. In fact, the whole summer of 2021, I feel like I was sick and I'm never sick. And I haven't been like that since I think it was in 2019 when my body had a massive purge and I was sofa bound for weeks. And last summer was pretty much that too. So all of that was yet another reminder that you can choose to listen to your body and your intuition, or you can be forced, right? If I'd listened to myself sooner and surrendered to what was going on, I would have been better prepared and not ended up MIA. So then September rolls around and I told myself I'd get back to my podcast. And then I put it off. Then I'd set myself a new date to get back to it. And that time would come around and pass. And then I'd set a new date and the same thing would happen. And I'd put it off and I'd put it off and I'd put it off. All the while being really shit with myself about it and really letting my ego run the show. And then somewhere in there, I shifted the script. And I remembered that everything is always happening for me. And so I chose to just allow the time to be what it was and let go. And there was one of my biggest lessons during my podcast hiatus. Let the fuck go. Not the first time this lesson came up for me. You know, it's something that's been coming through me on and off for a few years now. And bit by bit in different areas of my life. And with different things, I've been integrating this lesson, leaning more into my feminine and just letting go. And this was a deeper layer of this, and it also felt much bigger because it's related to my career, and that brought in different elements of fears and worries and attachments and shoulds. And this is where the next level of my letting go came into play, because actually, I saw that regardless of the circumstances, it's still the same lesson of letting go, right? And it's still the same guiding truth, which is that everything is happening for me. So in that sense, the flip side is that everything is okay and will be okay. And it didn't always feel like that. And my mind would be making up stories telling me that I shouldn't be taking this much time away from my podcast. I needed to be working. What will people think? They'll think I'm unprofessional. I'll lose listeners and momentum, blah, blah, blah. And there were times when I allowed myself to stay on that runaway mind train, but then I'd bring myself back to the truth of, this is happening for a reason. I have to let go, trust the process. And that's the brain training. You know, you go off track, you pull yourself back on, you veer off course again, and you bring yourself back to the truth. And that's how you create new neural pathways in your brain, ones that support you. And as more time went on, I just stopped getting down on myself and going in on myself with all of the crap stories and other things. And other lessons were starting to come through me too. And I saw that my time out was a gift, and one that I actually didn't know that I needed, because for years, like my whole adult life, and particularly for the last decade, I'd always been go, go, go. And I was tired AF. You know, choosing to live a different life to the masses, it's not easy. It's not easy choices all the time. It's not easy looking at your shadow parts. It's not easy to turn left when everyone else is going right. And if it was easy, more people would be living better lives. So I saw that I'd always been working in some way, whether that was in my businesses or working on myself or working to raise Jaden by myself or working to make sure the bills got paid, the food was taken care of, and we weren't living like pigs, you know. And I was always on the go mentally and many times physically too. And I saw how I'd never given myself a proper time out, like an amount of time that was whatever it needed to be. So more than a weekend, more than a holiday here and there. And so I decided to give that time to myself and just let it be what it was. And I figured I'd probably not get this opportunity again for a long time, because done right, this time out that I was about to give myself would allow me to fill myself up differently. And I knew that when I'd make my comeback from that regenerated place, I would be ready to level up and really go out and create the career that I've been creating inside of me for so long. And now to actually real life it. And it would be up and up only from there. So full permission to chill the fuck out, take my time and do what I needed to do. And my rule was that I wasn't to push or force myself into working. I wasn't to rush the process or, like I'd been doing for years, use my downtime to be learning and growing instead of actually fully powering down. I could do the whole learning and growing if it felt good to do that and if I felt led to go there, but it wasn't going to be my default. So this time was about going where I felt led and surrendering. And that was another big lesson I was meant to learn and integrate on a deeper level during this season. Surrender. And I did surrender. And some of that looked like letting my morning routine go, or rather what was left hanging by a thread of it, watching TV more than I've done in over a decade. And I've got some really good shows to share with you, so look out for that on a future episode. And I haven't watched TV like that probably in over a decade, like before I discovered the world of personal growth. And I just let myself be and focus on being rather than doing all of the damn time. And it was time to release another layer of survival mode and get more into the flow of life. So creating all of this space for myself, giving myself permission to not have to show up on my podcast or do any work or show up online. And you'll see from my socials that I didn't post on there either during this time. Just doing anything other than the fundamentals, I was going to make space to look at things in a different way and to get clearer on how I wanted my life to be going forward, especially what I wanted my business to look like, and get even more clarity around what I want to create. And what I saw in all of that was that because I've been doing business in a certain way for so long and learning for so long, there were parts of me that were attached to doing things in a way that I'd learned to do them years ago, in what I believe was a different time, a different collective energy. And that's a bigger conversation for another time. But for now, what I'll share is that I was able to see in all of this is that, again, this time was happening for me to firstly get that memo. And secondly, to go back to the drawing board and get even clearer on how I want things to be and what really lights me up in my business. And a number of different things came through me, and a lot of it was around the energetics of business, with some practicality too, because of course both are needed. We live in a world of duality. And the biggest piece logistically was to simplify everything, cut all the fat and just focus on what feels good, which interestingly is connected to my human design as a generator, something else that I'm learning to integrate into my business. And one of those things was my podcast, this podcast. And from that clearer energy, I was able to tap into the motivation that I needed to get things moving again. And of course, not long after I got all of those lessons and messages, a masterclass type of thing all about podcasting was sent to me. Of course, right? And that training activated something new in me, and it helped me to get even more clear on my vision. And long story short, all of the pieces came together. I created new branding for the show, which I love even more than the first original artwork. I set a comeback date. I made a plan of action, and here we are now. You know, I didn't have to force or manipulate myself into getting my show back online like I was trying to do last year. It all happened naturally and in divine timing, as it was meant to. And that is a testament to the power of surrender, of letting go and letting God. As much as we like to think and believe that we're in complete control, we're not. And to that end, to trust the damn process. Our soul knows the way, so we just have to do the work and continue to do the work to get out of our own way and stop trying to make things happen before they're ready. And of course, in hindsight, looking back, all of this makes so much sense. It's obvious that my vision for my business would need to be refined, because I'm always growing and elevating. And so naturally, my vision, and in this case, the vision for my business, would need to be refined to match this growth, right? So unbecoming was a word that came to me intuitively during my time out. This time was about unbecoming all that I was on a deeper, unconscious level, to let go and match the new essence that was rising up and coming through me. The one that I'd been working on integrating in me at a conscious level for years and was now ready to align within me more deeply. And when I think about all of that, I see a tree and how the roots of a tree grow deeper and stronger under the ground so that they can support the tree as it grows taller and bigger on the surface. And I recognize how the journey of soul growth is very much the same. So as I bring this rebirth episode to its close, I just want to summarize the key takeaways, the lessons that I've been given, not just for me, but for you too. Reminders that everything is always happening for you, even when it looks like it's not, when it feels like it's not. You know, those are the times not to run back to familiarity and the ways you've always done things. Those are your opportunities to allow what is trying to come through you to actually come through you. And sometimes that is the very magic you need to help you break through from stuck to your next level. So, takeaways for you today. Surrender and let the fuck go. Get out of your own way and let God, the universe, do its thing. Don't just let these be buzzwords in your life that you use to bypass making the changes in your life that you actually need to make to allow in what you say you want. Like, actually live by them. Actually surrender. Actually let go, because something beautiful is trying to come through. And to that end, trust. Again, it's cute to say everything happens for a reason or everything is happening for you. But actually trust. Trust God. Trust yourself. Trust the process. And if you look back over your life, you have plenty of evidence for your logical mind that shows you that everything is always working out for you. Now live in that conviction and that belief. And trust and surrender are like muscles that we have to work out to make them strong. And often they're made strong in the fire. So keep that in mind next time something doesn't look like how you thought it would or it should. What would happen if you were to just lean back and let God's plan unfold for you? You know, what's the worst that can happen? And whatever story your mind makes up in answer to that question, just ask yourself, is that really true? So unbecoming. What do you need to unbecome to let go of that's not serving you? It's not comfortable to let go of what's familiar because familiar feels like safety, even when that familiarity is actually the opposite of safe. And that's part of our makeup. You know, we're hardwired to seek out what's familiar because of this perceived safety. And so anything unfamiliar, anything new, anything unlike what we're used to seeing, being, doing, sets off our ego, the part of us that wants to keep us safe and preserve the evolution of humans. But it's often in holding on to these things that we actually hold ourselves back and keep ourselves stuck. And this applies to people, relationships, habits, what we eat, all of it, everything. And this is why you need to get still and create space in whatever way that looks like for you. That might be meditation, going for a long walk, taking your own sabbatical, just creating the space to be with yourself so that you can get the guidance you need for your next steps. Remember that all the answers you need are within you. You just have to listen and act on them. So where are you being guided to do things differently than you were before? To say no where you used to say yes. Doing the inner game work isn't always comfortable. And just to be clear, my 15 months haven't been all love and light and sitting around and doing absolutely nothing. They have been peaceful at times and freeing in many ways too. And they've also been uncomfortable and at times painful. And I invite you to sit in the discomfort when it happens and ask yourself what it wants to communicate with you. And remember that on the other side of the uncomfortable period of the unknown, something beautiful is waiting for you. So that's all for today's episode. Let me know on Insta at IamJadeStoner what part of this message landed with you and what you're going to do differently moving forward. Share your favorite sound bites using the hashtag SoulGrowthPodcast. And until next time, I'm out. Big love.